It is 10 to 10, BSB Extra, Sky Sports Radio. Dean Lester joining us now to look back at Moonee Valley from the weekend. Trent, morning, Dano.
Hello, Sean. Morning, Trent.
Now, a couple of highlights. Bernie Front looked pretty impressive.
Well, he's just a beauty for those Super Vobis Gold races. He was targeted at them last year. He won a lot of money in them, and he did it again on Saturday. So he's up around the $700,000 for sort of winning off-season races through his career. He's doing a great job, and it was just one of four winners for the DK Weir Juggernaut.
Well, he opened the bowling there. It was a Sorceress in the first. That was a strong win.
He won with Gratwick in the first. And then the Sorceress was one of the best wins of the day. She's always had talent, but she just looks a mature horse now, and she's only a recent addition to the Weir stable, only her second run. I think she's one horse that you can really follow out of this meeting.
One that looked pretty impressive was Wheel Leisure, won the third.
Yeah, I think Wheel Leisure's a pretty good horse. There's a lot of commentary about this race that it was a weak race. Well, they're three-year-old stayers that have had two and three starts, so they can't get a high rating. So it was in essence, it was a rating 64. But last year, I remember the commentary on this race that it was the worst race everyone had ever seen. Flying Light beat O'Lanera. I think they've won seven city races since. So Wheel Leisure's, I think, a really promising stayer, and I wouldn't be surprised. If she went to Tasmania, she could certainly win the Oaks down there. But even if she was freshened up and aimed at Adelaide, she looks a really strong stayer. So does Blue Ocean from the Freedman Yard. She got held up in that race and ran quite well.
All right. Looking at some of the other races there, Domino Vitale, good strong win.
Yeah, she's going well. What she does when she wins, she runs fast time. This was a high-pressure race again, and I'd say she's just about at the end, ready for a little freshen, because she just got a little bit hot in the mounting yard, just signs that she might be getting towards the end of it. But she's still got the job done, and she's been racing in great form.
Big Duke for a while. I thought Benny Allen must have been starting to think, what excuse will I give when I get to the corner here, why I've been beaten? But the horse got out and got home well.
Horse helped him out a lot here. He was off the bit of touch, but he should have been out and going. And young Boris Thornton got the points there on Cool Chap. He got around him and actually probably deserved to win the race with the ride he gave Cool Chap. But Big Duke's got a bit more ability, and he was too good. And I thought Hursley was very good in third place, because he had the 60 kilos. He was only second up, and looking at him in the yard, to me, he didn't look like a winner just yet. His coat wasn't quite there and still had a little bit to tighten up. So Big Duke's a good horse, and he'll be better on a bigger track, but Cool Chap and Hursley both ran very well.
Dean, the seventh, about two and a half lengths, three lengths covered all of them. Does that mean they're all much the same, or nothing stands?
Very much a case of the usual suspects, with one exception there, Sean. Manalo Blahnik, the three-year-old. It was just too short for him, 1,000 metres. But looking at the sectional breakdown of the day, he ran the best 800, 600, 400 and 200 of the meeting. So he was a good run, but it was just too short for him. He ran very well. He's the one you'd take out of the race. But races 7 and 8, very much the usual suspects involved.
Smart Dart won the 8th over 1,200. It looked to me like a horse that might get a bit further.
He might. He's settling well in his races. And again, 2.1 lengths first to last. The market suggested that. I think $12 was the outsider of the field. So they were evenly graded. I think if Devil's Pinch hadn't missed the start, he probably would have won. He would have been outside the lead, and from there, he'd have been hard to beat. But he just was on the back foot when they jumped, and even though the winner came from behind him, he's a much better horse when he's up outside the lead dictating.
Finally, how do you rate Ameristrada? He looked all right in the last.
She's improved a lot. Last time in, they started riding her back, and she got that winning habit going. And I think the aim is for her to get some black type. And there's a mare's race in a couple of weeks. I think the Balmain Stakes at Caulfield, and I would think that's where she's headed. And she'll be in peak form by then. She's quite a big, strong mare. So with two runs under her belt, she can probably go on.
What would you stand out from the meeting, Dean?
I think, Sean, from the meeting, I want to follow the Sorceress out of race two. I just think with her rating, she can just probably string two or three together in the mare's grade before she has to even really get serious. So, she's the one I want to follow out of the meeting. And just one off the provincial Saturday that won the second race at Yarrow Valley, horse called Comic Set. If you haven't seen the replay, it's well worth a look, because that horse came from an absolute postcode behind the others on the turn. And geez, it was a big win.
What's it by?
By Reset, trained by Mick Kent. And there was a little bit of a word around that it went quite well, but I think anyone that backed it coming to the turn would have just torn up their tickets. Yeah. But especially around Yarra Valley, which is a really short straight, it powered to the line. It's got a future.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Dino. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good on you. Thanks, Sean.
Dean Lester joining us there.